This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is forcefully rejecting allegations that he's responsible for Turkey's invasion of northeast Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan pledged to continue a military operation into Syria ahead of a visit Thursday by high-level U.S. delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who are intent on pushing Turkey to agree to a ceasefire. Thursday's talks in Ankara were reportedly arranged during a phone call between Erdogan and U.S. President Trump. Mr. Trump is calling for an immediate ceasefire and offering mediation to bring an end to Turkey's military operation, which began last week. Ankara launched Operation Peace Spring against the YPG, Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara deems as terrorist. However, Erdogan is dismissing Washington's efforts to end the operation. He said there are some leaders who are trying to mediate, and he said this during an address to Parliament. There has never been any such thing in the history of the Turkish Republic as the state sitting at the same table with a terror organization, he added. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Congressional Democratic Party lawmakers abruptly left the White House meeting with President Trump Wednesday concerning the crisis along the Turkish-Syrian border. The House Speaker told reporters that Mr. Trump had a meltdown in the cabinet room because of the number of Republicans who had joined Democrats on Capitol Hill in approving a resolution condemning the president's decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northeastern Syria.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president. Because he was shaken up by it.
The president called Pelosi a third-grade politician. According to those who attended, the White House said the president was measured, factual, and decisive, and said the meeting was productive after Pelosi and others left it. A former top State Department aide has told impeachment investigators that he resigned last week because he could no longer look the other way, as colleagues were denied professional support and respect. Michael McKinley was a career Foreign Service officer and top aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said Wednesday that he was disturbed by administration efforts to obtain negative information on political opponents. McKinley said the department failed to support Foreign Service employees caught up in the Ukraine inquiry. McKinley was considered Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's de facto chief of staff, even though he was not directly involved in the Ukraine portfolio. House Democrats' impeachment probe is focused on efforts by President Trump to urge Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his family. Toxic PCBs linger in some schools while the EPA and lawmakers fail to act. That's a report filed by AP's Ed Donahue.
Documents examined by the AP show Washington has quietly abandoned efforts to rid schools of PCBs.
Did EPA nationwide respond adequately to the problem? No.
Judith Enck is a former EPA administrator.
We regularly found exceedances in these old schools, and these were a lot, very often in low-income neighborhoods.
Many older buildings have caulk, ceiling tile, and paint made with PCBs. Carrie Hornbuckle at the University of Iowa looked at the health impact at schools of PCBs.
And it could affect how children learn and their ability to learn. It also, because of its effect on the metabolic system, it could affect how children gain weight.
Members of Congress who promised 3 years ago to find money to help schools address PCBs and other pollutants never introduced legislation. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.